In Parshat Truma, before the Ramban begins to give his pirush on each pasuk individually, he gives an introduction to the Parsha. When I read this Ramban, I realized how unusual it was that he gave a separate introduction to the Parsha, since usually he only gives introductions when he begins giving his pirush on the individual sefer. So, to see how rare this was for him to give it on the Parsha, I looked through his pirush at the beginning of all the parshiot in the Torah. And this kind of format, where he gives a separate introduction, only appears two other times in the Torah, in Parshat Vayishlach and in Parshat Shoftim. When I looked at all of the introductions, there is a striking similarity between them. All of them are turning points, parshiot, or focal points, that correlate to what the Ramban thinks the theme of each sefer is. In his introduction to Shmot, Ramban calls sefer Shmot sefer Galut uGeulah. But unlike our classical understanding of when B'nai Israel's Geula happened in Shmot, he believes that it was not their exodus from Egypt that really was the beginning of their Geula. He doesn't think that it happened in Parsha B'Shalach, like the way that we usually understand it. According to the Ramban, their Geula is when the Shechina of Hashem rests on them in the Mishkan. So this is why he thinks that Sefer Shemot begins with the beginning of the Gula, the people who came down to Egypt from the previous Sefer, because it wasn't necessary for the first Pasuk of Shemot to tell us who went down to Egypt. We already know this from Bereishit. So why does it tell us this? It tells us this because it tells us the people who went down at the beginning of Shemot to start off telling us about the Gala, since that's going to be the beginning of the theme of the Sefer. And then Sefer Shemot ends with the description of the Kavod of Hashem filling the Mishkan, so coming full cycle, completing the theme of Galut and Geula, since he believes that when Hashem's Shechina rests on them, that really is the Geula. So it's thus necessary for the Ramban to give an introduction to our Parsha, because our Parsha is a transition Parsha in terms of the Sefer's theme. Since this is the Parsha in which B'nai Yisrael received the laws of the Mishkan, this is when their complete Geula begins. He also believes, in contrast to Rashi, that this Parsha is in the correct order in the Torah. He thinks that the description of the Mishkan comes right after Har Sinai, because the Mishkan is a mini, portable Har Sinai that is Nistar. The Ramban points out the parallel language in the Pesukim describing Har Sinai and the ones describing the Mishkan. The beauty of the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash is that they're a constant replication for B'nai Yisrael of what they experienced at Har Sinai. So he thinks that the reason that there's all these different parallel psukim between the Mishkan and Har Sinai is because really it's just a replication of what was happening at Har Sinai, and that's why we want the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt, because we want this constant replication of the paradigmatic experience between us and Hashem.